You got to tune to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. I'm not breaking any news here when I remind you that healthcare has become one of the biggest political issues in the U.S. in recent years. One reason, of course, is the sheer cost, even for those with insurance. Well, new numbers out today show Texans are paying even more than most. We've got the highest healthcare markup ratio in the country. In our spotlight on health, Dr. Marty McCary. He is one of the researchers behind the new numbers. He's a surgeon and professor of health policy at Johns Hopkins, and he's the author of the new book, The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. Dr. McCary, thanks so much for stopping by the Texas Standard Studios.
Always good to be in Texas, David.
And congratulations on the new book. But let's begin with the research that is out today. What does that mean that Texas has the highest healthcare markup ratio in the U.S.?
Well, the sticker prices of a lot of Texas hospitals are the highest in the country. And when we look at those actual prices, we don't know what they mean. A lot of times, bills are negotiable. People don't realize that most medical bills are negotiable before, during, and after the service. So there's a lot of things that people can do, and there's a lot of things that businesses are doing now to go direct.
I'm surprised that you would refer to sticker prices for healthcare, because I've never seen the sticker.
You know, I love being a surgeon, but I'm embarrassed. For 50 years, hospitals have been telling us they can't give you a price. I mean, that's a disgrace. Imagine going on a travel website and you look at the flights and there's no prices. And the airlines maybe would argue they can't give you a price. They don't know if there's going to be a delay or a cancellation. Or maybe the pilot will experience turbulence and need to bill for more hours. Or you might get consume a beverage and get a surprise bill. We would say, if that were the case, that the lack of transparency in the airline industry feeds price gouging. And this fog of war, this blame game that we have in healthcare between insurance and collections and hospitals, leaves patients in a very unfair position. And what I'm concerned about, David, is the great public trust in America's healthcare institutions is being eroded. The price gouging and predatory billing today is threatening the great public trust in the medical profession.
So when we talk about markup ratio, what we're talking about is where you can find those prices published, that they're wildly marked up and the hospital may charge less, may not, right? I mean, that's what we're really talking about?
Yeah, oftentimes hospitals are embarrassed themselves at their high sticker prices.
Really?
And they'll often, you know, we'll defend patients and we'll even go to court sometimes. I'll be their free pro bono expert and we'll tell the judges, Your Honor, I can't mow your lawn and then send you a bill for $4,000. You don't go to a restaurant and say, can I see a menu? And they say, who's your employer? People want honesty in pricing. And right now, most hospitals and people who work in the hospitals, mm-hmm. who, by the way, are very good people working in a bad system, they want to try to do something. And they want to try to help. And this system has become has gotten a life of its own.
Well, why does it have to be that way? I mean, on the one hand, I suppose a cynic would say greed. That's why. Well, because if you can pull it off, well, why wouldn't you?
Well, I would say it's become a rich man's game where the hospitals and the insurers reach a secret negotiated price. Why is that price secret? Because they don't want there to be competition in the marketplace. By and large, it's the way of doing business. The attorneys tell the negotiators this is how business is done. And that way of doing business has enabled the mass growth of the middleman industry in healthcare to the point where our new Johns Hopkins study is showing that it's almost 48% of our federal tax dollars go to healthcare in its many different forms. It's not just Medicare and Medicaid that we're spending money on a national level. People are spending up to half of their Social Security checks on healthcare. Part of the defense budget is the Defense Department's own healthcare system.
Right, sure.
Interest on the debt is in part interest on the healthcare debt. The government insures 9 million covered lives of federal workers and their families. All of that stuff adds up, and it's half of your tax dollars going to healthcare.
But what's the alternative, though?
Well, we can have an efficient marketplace where there's honesty in pricing, there's honesty in quality, and that will clean up the waste in healthcare. If you go to deliver a baby today in some cities in America, mm-hmm. an uncomplicated vaginal delivery costs $7,000 at one hospital and $60,000 at another hospital.
Now, see, I know that $60,000 is on the high side. That's about as good as, but is $7,000, is that the right number? I think part of this is that laypersons don't have the expertise to know.
And part of the problem is, since the individual is not paying, they may prefer the $60,000, right? So we have to enable proxy shoppers to do their work to keep markets in check. Who are the proxy shoppers? They are the health plans and the employers and the self-insured. And they want to know that what the discount is of the other place. They want to see what the real prices are to shop on your behalf. You know, I don't look at the price of lemons in a grocery store, but my mom does. And she'll penny shop one grocery store, comparing it to the other. She and her friends who penny shop, they keep markets in check for the rest of us. And when you have so many people now paying out of network and with high deductibles and uninsured, they are proxy shoppers for the rest of the market, as are health plans and employers. So we need to let the market work. Right now, the lack of transparency is driving the price gouging, and there's a lot of things people can do. Most hospitals are reasonable, some gouge, and a few will even take you to court and garnish your wages over unpaid bills.
So is this a is there a policy solution, or is there a consumer solution here? I mean, without consumers being united and mobilized, it's hard to imagine the latter.
Businesses can get a much better deal on their health insurance and their pharmacy plans. Individuals can shop on GoodRx and other places to find the best pricing. And you can negotiate your hospital bills and ask. When people started asking if food was organic, guess what happened? The food industry responded, and they would actually boast that they have organic foods.
Sure, of course, right.
And so we need fair nutrition labeling in healthcare, just like we do in every other industry.
Are there questions that we as consumers could be, should be asking at this point? We say we face a situation and we have to go to the hospital. Is there anything that we can do at this point or at our level to try to address our concerns about rising healthcare costs?
So in the book, The Price We Pay, I try to give some basic points of healthcare literacy that are practical on the ground. For example, if you have an emergency, you don't have to sign your financial life away. There's two different contracts when you see a doctor. A consent to treat that allows me as a surgeon to take care of you.
Right.
And then there's a financial sign your life away. You don't have to sign the financial life.
Yeah, that one.
You don't have to give your credit card to be treated in an emergency room. There's a law that requires hospitals to take care of any emergent patient, and you remind them of that law. That's called EMTALA. When you do go to sign some document, if they put it in front of you, you edit the document. If they won't let you, you sign "did not sign" on that line. When you receive your care, you interact with the physician. If you have a question, you can say, "How much is this going to cost?" and put the pressure, put the heat on the medical establishment to provide prices. And after, before, during, and after, you can negotiate those bills. Ask what the Medicare allowable amount is. Look up on Fair Health what the Blue Book price is.
Interesting.
And use that as the starting point for negotiation.
Dr. Marty McCary has a bunch of very practical ideas in a very practical book called The Price We Pay: What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. Dr. McCary, thank you so much for stopping by the Texas Standard Studios.
Always great to be in Texas. Thanks, David.